Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. Hey there, pleasure seekers. How are you? Happy May. I know. I'm totally saying that as if we're not already in like the third week of May. But I haven't been here, right? I haven't been in your ear. I haven't been in your naughty thoughts and in your bedroom and your wet dreams and your fantasies and shit. Okay, I'm joking. But I haven't been here because I was sick and I just could not record sounding congested and coughing and, you know, pausing to breathe. So I chose to opt out of recording until I felt better, which here I am. So the last time I was here, I prepped y'all, so I did not leave you hanging. I prepped you for masturbation month. Ta-da, here we are, and I hope you are out there doing me proud and you are touching on yourself. You are loving on you. So even though I haven't been in your earways, right? I've been on your social media because you follow the podcast page, right? Right? I know you do. It's Her Pleasure Chest Podcast on Instagram, and it's the same on Facebook. I know you've been following the page because you've been seeing the fun facts about masturbation that I've been dropping on the pages, right? Okay, great. So I definitely did not leave you hanging. I always encourage you to tap into the pages because, I mean, I post, okay? I might not post every day on the podcast page, but I post, okay? So I definitely, this episode, I'm going to touch on, you know, some facts. And if you are new to the podcast, I often read factual information. So I'm not just, you know, chit-chatting off the dome. I like to pull up recent articles and research information on whatever topic I want to discuss, because as much as I love sex and I encourage all of you to do it, I'm an educator in my past life, right? So I love to educate and empower, and can't empower you if you don't know facts, okay? So I like the nerdy side of me, like to go and get the good recorded researched information to educate you, empower you, so you can go out there and explore in a beautiful, beautiful way. So I'm definitely going to cover 17 benefits of masturbation. And the article was actually released in 2020. So this is a very recent article. Then I'm going to also talk about mental health and sex, right? It's also Mental Health Awareness Month. And for those that don't know, in my everyday life, as much as I love sex, I am a clinical social worker, and mental health is dear to my heart. That's my world as my 9-to-5. So I specialize in mental health and substance use. So this month, you know, May's a lot. And also, being a sex coach, I hate to use the word sex coach, but as a, how can I say this? a sex empowerment person who, like, whatever, y'all get the gist. I like non-judgmental person, right? I always somehow I'm able to tie sex into everything. So briefly, I will definitely touch on how our mental health can affect our sex life, right? I'm just going to briefly talk about that, and we'll probably just dig deeper in the next episode before the end of the month to focus on mental health and sex and pull up some factual information about that, right? That sounds good. That sounds good. Okay, so before I get into the nitty-gritty of this article, if you're brand spanking new to the podcast, thank you for listening. I encourage you to go and listen to previous episodes because I've covered a lot, right? I've covered a lot of things that I think you can learn from, but I must say, this is like my disclaimer. I am a highly educated woman, graduated from an Ivy League university here in the good old ghetto country of the United States of America. I do have a ratchet side, right? I want to say ratchet, but I'm down to earth. My degree does not make me who I am. So, with that said, if you cannot handle me saying dick, pussy, fucking the ass, all that, walk away now. Okay, you're 6 minutes in, right? Walk away now if you cannot handle all of that. If you are a grown person and you are fucking, and you're probably doing some nasty fucking too, and you cannot handle hearing someone discuss sex in a healthy adult way, I don't know what to tell you, right? I just don't know what to tell you. Okay, and so I just had to put that out there. Also, okay, when I finish with the article and finish with the other topic of mental health and sex, if I have time, I feel like I have to just like give y'all as much as I possibly can because I haven't been here and I have to make it up to you, right? I have to make it up to you. Oh, and I have an announcement at some point throughout the podcast. So you have to listen to the entire episode because y'all know I just be like randomly talking sometimes and steer off topic, but come back on. But I have something to toss in here at some point. So when I get through the topic and if I have time, I'll squeeze in one of my experience masturbating for my partner who thoroughly enjoys watching me masturbate. And lately, I haven't been, doing my own thing at home because my partner, like I said, enjoys watching me masturbate. So I tend to save it for him. Yeah. So, okay. 17 benefits of masturbation that show masturbating is good for you. That's the title of the article if you want to look it up. Okay, so the first one is masturbation can help make your pelvic floor stronger. Okay, it says, according to the doctor, the psychologist, an orgasm creates a series of muscle contractions in our pelvic floor. Oh my God. So essentially, orgasm is like a mini workout for your pelvic floor. Child, don't tell me that now. Do not tell me that. This diamond-shaped group of internal muscles work together to support our pelvic organs. including the vagina, uterus, bladder, and bowels. If the pelvic floor muscles are weak, these organs can literally fall out of place. What? Known as prolapse. Get the hell out of here, chill. I'm about to be masturbating every day and again. Weak pelvic floor muscles are also associated with urinary and bowel inconsistency. For instance, leaking every time you sneeze, lower back and pelvic floor pain, discomfort during penetrative sex for vulva owners, and constipation. Masturbating wouldn't heal these things, but it's a great way to help prevent pelvic floor weakness. What? If y'all don't start masturbating just from number one, I don't know what to tell you. I might as well not go through the rest of them. It's 17. I'll probably just do like 5. I'm not gonna take up the entire time. Okay. Here's one that I like. Masturbation can help dull pain. I think I posted this one on the pages, on the Instagram and Facebook pages. It says masturbation can have pain relief benefits because orgasming releases dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin. You kind of know what I mean. The body's feel-good hormones and neurotransmitters into the body. I like this. Research has found that vaginal stimulation can actually increase someone's pain tolerance threshold by over 40%. Girls. Child. Girl. Did you hear that, girl? If you're not out there rubbing on that clit, rub on it, okay? Rub on it till you bust at that nut. Get a toy. Get the wand. I did recommend Sensation. You can find that page on Instagram, Sensation by Sash. And she has vibrators galore. She also has the rose that everybody is raving about, right? Grab a toy. If you have never masturbated, then I suggest starting small. Start with a clitoral stimulated toy. So get the one that look like it has a suction, and that's good. Also get probably a bullet. That's also good. That will not cause any discomfort. If you're going to initiate with a wand, get a small wand. Do not go out there thinking you're a pro and get the big jugglers like what I have, aka they call it the weed whacker. But start off slow, okay, until you explore more about what you like when you're masturbating. Don't go straight for the rabbit if you're not sure if you would enjoy penetrating yourself, okay? So there's levels to everything, and I always say that. Literally levels to everything. Every single thing, levels. But just 2 facts already, and I'm just like, girl. Masturbating. This is the third one I'm going to mention. Masturbating may increase your libido. What? Masturbating can make you want more sex, not less. Contrary to what people might think, okay? That's a big old myth. Anybody that think masturbating lowers your sex drive needs to be like, get punched in the fucking face, okay? You're crazy. This is what they says, okay? The more one has sex, the more one hungers for it. I think they're so right because the amount of sex that I've been having, friends, between us, the drought is over. Celibacy is definitely over between us. Don't tell nobody. I'm trusting you with this information. Okay. They went on by saying humans like to do things that make them feel good. And due to the surge of dopamine, endorphin, and oxytocin we get during sex, whether it's solo or partnered, sex feels good. Yes, it does. So, y'all, because it feels good and you get that orgasm, you get that release, you want more of it. Get it together. Okay, get it together. The more masturbation, the more you're gonna want sex. Ooh, child. Okay. Fourth one that I like, and I feel like this one should have been one of the first ones I mentioned because it has happened to me in the past where as soon as I finish masturbating, I roll over and go to sleep. So, for a fact, masturbation can help improve sleep. Yes. Having an orgasm before bed can help you fall asleep faster. This, for me, was tested and tried by me. Okay? Even before this research was out, I heard about this. And it is true. My toys, I have some of my toys that literally sleep next to me on the other side of the bed. Because if I want to, I can just roll over, grab, zoom, 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 come, and then just roll over and go sleep on the other side. Lately, haven't been doing that because I've been saving my masturbation for somebody. And then also because I've been having so much sex, that's just like, I'd rather wait. You know, one of them situations, one of them, unless I'm requested to do it. And if you don't know what I mean by request, you are definitely like new. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the previous episodes, especially episode 54, titled Introducing Sir. So, okay. I mentioned it could improve sleep. That was the fourth one. Okay, the fifth one. Masturbating can help improve your skin. Wait a minute. Say what now? Huh? So I could stop buying all these skincare products. And all I have to do is keep rubbing on a coochie-coo. And make my pussy come. Stop. Let's hear what they say about this one. The beauty benefits of sex are real. Chill. And they also apply to masturbating. Double chill. But the skin boosting benefits go beyond the sex flush. One study found that having an orgasm increases your body's estrogen levels, which are known to help with healthier looking skin and hair. Bitch, what? I'm definitely posting this shit tomorrow on the page because, girl, if you are not out here masturbating, chill, stop. Men, that goes for you too, because men, you also have estrogen levels. You do also have the estrogen hormone, just like how women have testosterone hormones as well, right? Everything I've mentioned can apply to male and female. I mean, men. Go ahead and jerk off. Okay. I remember, I don't think if it's in this article, but one of my posts, I did target men when I mentioned like masturbating before sex. Men, if you masturbate before sex, it helps you last longer during intercourse. That's up to you, okay? I know it is harder for men to come multiple times, so just be mindful of that. Don't try to masturbate like the day you know you won't fuck your shorty, right? Try to do the day before or something. I don't know. Or maybe hours. Like if you know you're gonna see shorty like that night, masturbate like in the morning or something. Because then if you're not a lovemaker where you know how to mix it up and you just drilling in her pom pom or her ass, whichever hole, for that whole time till you come, she's gonna get bored. So if you know you masturbated men before intercourse so that you can last longer, be mindful that you want to mix it up, right? You want to spice up the lovemaking. You want to touch a little, suck on something. You know what I'm talking about. Because unlike y'all, women, we do have 8,000 nerve. You hear what I'm saying? The pum pum, okay? The punani, our clit has 8,000, if I'm not mistaken, it is 8,000 nerve sensory, so we can come multiple times, have multiple orgasms during sex, multiple, even when y'all tired and ready for a nap, we can roll over and grab a toy and still keep coming, okay? Because we're just magic. Where our pussy is just magic. Okay? Not only can the pum pum give birth, push out a whole human, and the muscle go back, zhoop, right? We can just keep coming. Okay? Okay, that's our superpower. Okay, so those were my top five benefits to mastering your bait, okay? To masturbating. So now let me just quickly, briefly, since it is Mental Health Awareness Month as well, kind of just dive into how at times our mental health can impact our sex life, right? How can it affect our sex life? And I think I've spoken about this before. On a previous episode, I think it was during May too. Definitely wasn't definitely not last year because I wasn't recording last year, so I would think it was a year before that. So first of all, mental health. If you are someone right now battling with mental illness, whether it's anxiety, depression, PTSD, OCD, etc., 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 etc. Just know that there's help. Especially depression. Depression is most certainly a silent killer. It's not spoken about enough, in my opinion. And a lot of people are suffering in silence, right? So even though I'm going to discuss sex. I do not take lightly mental illness at all. This is my world, and it's n near and dear to my heart. So I have to say, if you are someone struggling right now with any form of mental illness, if you have the thought of hurting yourself, know that there's help out there for you. You are most certainly, my darling, you are definitely not alone. And there's a lot of hotlines you can call if you don't have anyone in your life that you can reach out to. There's help, okay? You can Google everything else, you can Google that. But yeah, so let's now get into how your mood, right? Your mental illness can affect your sex life, especially depression and anxiety and even insecurities, right? Body dysmorphia, which I feel like given the time that we're living in with society and so many women feeling like they have to do the BBLs, right? That can affect your sex life because sex, you know, sex is a matter of mind. So how you're thinking will affect how you're feeling, and how you're feeling will affect, you know, if you want to be touched or loved on by anyone. If you are not feeling good about you, you definitely will not have time to entertain anyone in that sexual manner. You know, your anxiety and depression can affect your arousal, right? Because if your mind isn't right, you're not thinking about anything else. It's almost as if there's this dark cloud and this shadow over you because of how you're feeling. If you have your low self-esteem, that most certainly will affect your sex life, you know. So mood is definitely a factor to take into play. So let me see here what this article is saying. Hold on. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. Let me. That was me rambling, but I want to go through an actual article that I have pulled up, but I don't think I like that one because it's also dated. Like, outdated. It's like 2015, the one I have, but I think I do have another one that's 2022. Yeah, I know I don't filter shit, right? And you know, I don't edit anything. I give it to you raw and on cuts, okay? All right, so, okay, great. Here's the other one I found. How does your depression affect your sex health? And depression is the main one I wanted to focus on because I am someone that has battled depression for most of my life. I can't say had or did. Like, I can't speak about it in the past tense because it doesn't go away, right? It's a choice. It's a decision to stay in high vibration. But because depression is something just not discussed, and a lot of people are out there smiling and they're not feeling right in their spirit. You know, they're not feeling right mentally. If you're in a relationship and you're battling mental health, you're probably snappy right now with your partner that, you know, your partner doesn't know how you're feeling. Your partner doesn't know that you're depressed, and you're rejecting your partner right now because you're just not in the mood for sex. And so now I just want you to take a moment to think about, how is your partner feeling? Right? Your partner does not know you're depressed. Your partner, and you're rejecting your partner because you're just not in the mood. Your partner now is going to start feeling rejected. Your partner will now, that might trigger insecurities. It might even trigger infidelity. Okay, so be mindful of that. If you are with someone and you cannot tell that person how you're feeling mentally, it's time to reevaluate your relationship. And I say that with so much love and so much heart, because I have been in those situations, right? Being with a partner where I could not share my depression, could not, and then also I chose not to because I felt like the person would not understand. And that was my own fault, you know. It's almost like I thought that person would understand or know what I'm feeling without me saying, which is ridiculous on my part. And a lot of us do that, right? So this article now says, I'm sorry, my honey just texted me. Okay. The depression, sexual health connection. Both men and women can experience difficulties initiating and enjoying sex because of depression. Okay. As many as half of people with untreated depression have symptoms of sexual dysfunction, which can include erectile dysfunction and anorgasmia and ongoing difficulty reaching orgasm. Stress, anxiety, guilt, and low mood are common symptoms of depression. These symptoms can lead to decreased libido. If you don't know what libido means, and I mentioned that earlier, libido is a desire to have sex, right? So these symptoms can lead to decreased libido and can physiologically affect your ability to become aroused, maintain arousal, and reach orgasm. If you are depressed, it can be hard to be mindful and present with your partner in that moment. So negative thoughts and feelings can prevent your body from responding physically. Fatigue is also a common symptom of depression. And another factor to stress, okay? Sexual dysfunction can result in feelings of low self-esteem and worthlessness, which may foster increased anxiety about sex. This leads to reduced sexual enjoyment for yourself and your partner, while also contributing to symptoms of depression. Y'all see how this is like a snowball effect of how many things can happen, right? Because of your mood. Isn't that crazy? The mind, man. Everything starts and ends in the mind. Everything starts and ends in the mind. Everything starts and ends in the mind. I cannot stop saying that. Everything first starts with a thought. What are you thinking? What you think manifests in how you're feeling, and how you feel manifests in your behavior, right? So that was just a snippet on how your mental health can impact your sex life, specifically depression, okay? And now the article went to further to discuss the antidepressants and sexual health. So antidepressants are now medication that might have been prescribed by a psychiatrist, and those might have some side effects, right, on your sexual health now. So if you are depressed to the point where if you are actually medically diagnosed with depression and talk therapy is not enough and you need medicinal assistance, there will be side effects. Okay. And this article says that it can diminish libido, erectile dysfunction, delayed ejaculation, but antidepressants are often highly effective and even life-saving of treating depression. Okay, so I'm not a huge fan of medication when it comes to depression. I am not. I'm not a huge fan of medication, period. However, I understand that some people need that assistance. What I will recommend, however, though, if you are severely depressed to the point where you need medication, don't just rely on the medication, right? Go to talk therapy. Find a therapist. Find a therapist. Because the medication is not going to cure your thoughts. You have to start fixing those thinking errors that you have, right? That will very, very much affect your relationships, not just your intimate relationships, not just your sexual relationships, but friendships and family relations, right? But for the sake of the podcast, since it's always sex here and we love a good nut, take care of your mind. And like I always say to y'all, sex is a transfer of energy. So if your partner is one that's operating on high vibration, is usually trying to be your pick-me-upper, that person is always speaking light and life into you, and you force yourself to have sex with them because you don't want to be bothered anymore, even though you're not in the mood. And ladies, you might lay on your back and fake that orgasm. Guess what? When your partner is done with you, when y'all are done, your partner might now start feeling drained. And your partner mood might definitely change because that energy was just transferred sexually. So take care of your mind, your spirit, and you will have an amazing sex life. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Okay. If you are struggling with mental illness at the moment and you know your mental health is affecting you sexually, you're not feeling sexy, you're not feeling you, you're not feeling like you want to ride that dick, right? Or men, you feel like you don't want to do any deep thrust, you don't want to go deep in any hole right now, let your partner know. You know, even if you guys are not in like a full-fledged relationship, but it's like the person you're fucking with right now, let them know, okay? Let them know. So you say like, look, I'm not feeling it. I am battling my depression. I do have low mood right now. And because of that, I'm just not in the mood. And just saying that, even if you don't want to go in details, just saying that will help so that partner, your partner, don't go down that rabbit hole of depression as well, right? Not feeling, that partner will not go down a rabbit hole of insecurity or feeling rejected, okay? So I said a lot on that. I said a lot on that. And I'm looking at the time. I just said a lot. I wanted to give y'all a little, you know, dinner about me masturbating for my partner, but I don't think I have time. I might save that for my exclusive listeners. And that brings me into Patreon. So I officially have a Patreon page. And I know a lot of people have asked about the private episodes that were locked on Spotify. I've decided to just put everything on Patreon. So the Patreon page got approved. Visit the website for the link. So visit www.herpleasurechest.com for the Patreon link. Or you can visit www.patreon.com/herpleasurechest. Patreon is spelled patreon.com/herpleasurechest, and you will see the different tiers of membership. And I did it that way because I really want to get closer and connect to all you awesome listeners. There's one level of membership where we will have live chats, right? You'll have live chats with me and also Sir. There's an episode over there right now with Sir and I talking about lovemaking. So yeah, I'm trying now to learn how to filter out what to share with general listeners and what to share with exclusive listeners. Because I can't share it all on here, right? I can't share it all on here. I have to save some stuff for the VIP. And the more we're getting into our relationship and the more we're exploring, I will definitely share bits and pieces to general listeners. But for those that's going to subscribe on Patreon, you will definitely get all the details, all the juice. And you can write me on there. You can send me messages on there. One level of membership, the top tier, will also have me for consultation. So those little sex advice you would slide in my DM for, now you have me on Patreon. And I'm looking forward to that. So moving forward, all exclusive episodes will be dropped on Patreon. I have to filter it. I have to separate it. And it's making it so much easier for me. So that's that. But, I promise y'all some juice. I'm going to give y'all some juice. So, babe enjoys me masturbating. And, no, lie. Run it back. Babe enjoys watching me masturbate, which is different for me because, and I know a lot of women right now probably just like clutch their pearls and like, bitch, what? We don't do that. But it is something new. And as you evolve, right, and that the more you explore, you're going to realize that you want to try new things. And that this is definitely different. So he's the first to like thoroughly enjoy watching me masturbate. And I don't think it was ever awkward for me because I'm a freak. Y'all know I'm a freak. So for me, immediately I'm gonna say, if this pleases him, it pleases me. It pleases me to please him. So I'm a master of this bait. Okay. And I was like, why not? If I'm away from him and masturbate, I'm thinking about him, right? So if he's in the room with me, I get off even faster. But what I will say, if you are a couple and you enjoy watching your partner masturbate, don't just sit and watch, engage as well. And that's something I can share with y'all, that Sarah does, is he would touch my breast, or we are, again, in the BDSM lifestyle. So we have a beautiful partnership and we balance it with the BDSM world, being Kingsters, he would get a flogger and he would flog me while I'm masturbating, touching my nipples, sucking my nipples, you know, things like that. And it would stimulate me more, make me come faster. So that's a tip right there to spice up your masturbating with your partner. I've now enjoyed doing it. I'm enjoying it. Masturbating for him and making him watch, releasing. It's not like I masturbate and just stop. No. Oh, I'm coming. Y'all know the one you put it on your clit in like 2.5 seconds. You ready to bust a nut. And I enjoy it. I enjoy prepping. I call it like prepping the boom boom. No, but that's fun. So masturbating does not have to be solo. You can definitely, I feel like when you masturbate in front of your partner, it builds that intimacy and it makes y'all closer, because we know when we're masturbating solo, it is a vulnerable moment. And it's like an intimate self moment. But allowing your partner into that moment with you and that space with you will definitely increase your bond and your connection. So that's a little tip there. I do not go into details because I know old school listeners love when I go into the nitty-gritty detail. No, I'm saving all detail for the exclusive listeners on Patreon moving forward. So that's all I'm going to leave y'all with. For those that's over there on Patreon, the next Patreon episode I'm going to drop is about Sir and I adventure to a fetish party the other day and kneeling at his feet at the party. It was so sexy and dang, getting fucked. Oh my god, it was a lot. I can't wait to tell y'all that and share some photos and videos from that night with y'all over there, and definitely answer your questions about our BDSM world. So definitely, if you are intrigued by the BDSM roles and lifestyle that we are in, definitely tap into Patreon, because that's where we're going to talk a lot about what's happening and just how he's evolving too as a dominant, and how my submission is evolving. Even though I am a switch, being a submissive right now it's a whole different journey. So yeah, getting back in this submissive space is kind of sexy and beautiful. So I'll definitely chit chat with y'all over there on Patreon about that. And I think I'm gonna leave it there. For now. If you have any questions that you want me to answer on the podcast, definitely feel free to slide in my DMs. I do read the DM messages y'all send me. So if you have relationship advice that you want, I'll definitely read those on the podcast and answer them on the podcast for you. So toodles, my nasty pleasure seekers. As always, be you, be true. And remember, you're beautiful, okay? So escape the labels and embrace your king. And I'll see y'all next, well, not see y'all, but y'all know what I mean. Until next time, be as kinky as you want to be. Bye.